So, Philip, would you mind if I ask now about in case there would be a possible outbreak of COVID? I know as a school administrator, you have to think one step ahead in case you would have an outbreak in one of the schools. Can you tell us what exactly are some of the things you guys have discussed or put in place in case this should happen?
Yes, most definitely. So that has been in the news that the ministry has required the school boards to have a contingency plan in place, and we're well prepared. We're in the process of getting that done. So one of the benefits is the number of computers and iPads and IT materials, devices that our board now has because of additional funding that we received. So as we speak right now, every student within our board should have access to a computer or iPad. So in the case that if ever there is another outbreak and we do have to go back to online learning, we'll have those materials are there. And our intention is that if ever that we have to go back to a situation where we're doing online learning, we would, within a 24-hour period, be able to flip the switch and continue our learning as it was going on in the classroom, but obviously online. So that requires, as I just said, the materials, the actual computers, iPads need to be available. That we've got, and we're in the process of working on different platforms and providing training for our teaching staff so that they're ready. So again, this is something, personally, I've always wanted, is to have more IT within our schools. This has provided an impetus for that. But that's a great question, Abby. Most definitely, we are prepared in the event that we do have to go back to online learning.
And of course, you will be updating the parents if there is any information that may change throughout the school year or anything different about the protocol.
Oh, most definitely. The online learning that I'm talking about, or the heightened use of IT, that's something that they're going to hopefully see from day one. And again, we'll have hoping to get the training in place for parents too, just to make it easier if ever we did have to go back to that scenario so that they're comfortable with what will be provided. There's a silver lining with COVID is all the emphasis on IT that has been placed by our government.
Is there anything else that you would like to add, Philip? I know as the school year is gearing up, is there any other information that you would like to share?
It's fun to know our number of students at Sheffer this year. We're up to 176 students.
Wow.
We have in pre-K or preschool, we have 30 students. We have 82 students in our elementary and 64 in our secondary. And down at St. Paul's, we have 53 students in our high school. And 54 at Mountain Ridge, with 12 of those would be students in either pre-K 4 or kindergarten 5. So our numbers are good. And they say we've got all of our staffs are in place. We're extremely fortunate. If you look around the province, other boards are still hustling around trying to find staff. Thanks to our wonderful group of administrators, principals, and our human resource department led by Marc-André Mass, they have managed to find all the staff necessary to start off the year strong. So I think we're in a good place, and as I say, I'm very anxious for the school year to get started.
And Philip, there was something else you wanted to mention as well about the need for housing.
Exactly. Yes, thanks, Abby. We are still looking for a couple more apartments or houses to rent in Blanc-Sablon. We have a couple more professionals that we hope to have in place by September, but we are lacking lodgings for them. So if there's anyone out there who was thinking about the possibility of renting, we're still looking for rent. So you can contact the school board with that information.
And I believe that's rh@csdelitoral.qc.ca.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Perfect.
Wonderful. And thank you, Philip, for taking the time to speak with us.
Perfect. Thanks. It's always fun to talk with you, Abby.
Great. Thanks so much, Philip. And I'm sure we'll be speaking again throughout the new school year. And I wish you all good luck.
We will, for sure.
And that was Philip Joycey, the administrator at the Centre Service Scolaire de Littoral, talking about the new school year upcoming and some changes that the parents and students can expect. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablon.